Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Ken Champeau, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Yeah, we got the dumpster ready to go. The mob members are here. We're taking the Hackett dumpster back to its roots in about 30 minutes, where I think the first time we did it, we took like an Inland Empire City Council member and threw him in. I don't even remember the reason why, but I remember that was one of the first hacks in a dumpster we did. We'll be throwing some council members into the dumpster, four of them. In fact, who it's almost hard to believe, as we've mentioned earlier in the show, when we did this story this week, at first our reaction was, this has to be a satire. They cannot be serious, to quote John McEnroe, the great tennis player. You can't be serious. But they did take the action we're going to describe again, and for that, they have to go into the dumpster that's coming up later on in the hour, and we will also, of course, be playing the Moistline people. In case you haven't heard the big story this afternoon, Will Smith has resigned from the Academy of Motion Picture and Sciences. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah. There's a story in Radar Online is that his lawyers and publicists convinced him to do it. So it looks like he's punishing himself and that he'll be able to keep his Oscar.
Yeah, I wondered about the Oscar.
It's kind of, well, it's a strategy to get more lenient treatment.
Wow. Yeah.
If he's punishing himself, then...
One of the big stories back in 2020, leading up to the election between Biden and Trump, came from the New York Post, and it was the laptop of Hunter Biden. The story was that he left it at a repair shop, and he never came back for it. And the guy at the repair shop in Delaware one day said, all right, and he contacted the media, says, I got something interesting here. What most of the media did with the story was they thought it was fake. There was reports that, oh, it sounds like a Russian disinformation campaign. What, this mysterious Hunter Biden laptop that he just left at a repair shop? let's not forget, this is a drug addict. So it really wasn't out of the question that he might do something like that.
But they claimed that it was Russian disinformation, right?
They did. That's one of the things I think even the Biden spokeshole said. Sort of some sort of Russian disinformation campaign.
There were 51 CIA-connected spies who worked for the U.S. government who all signed a letter saying that this bears the hallmarks of Russian disinformation. And the New York Post called up all 51 of them. And almost all of them refused to respond. And the few that did said, well, that's what it looked like to me. And they had a picture on the front cover of the 51 heads. Who?
Oh, yeah.
And what they did is, here's the story. Intelligence experts refused to apologize for discrediting the true Hunter Biden story. 51 former intelligence officials who cast doubt. And some of these guys were the same guys who were doing TV interviews pushing the Russian hoax. See, we have CIA agents, current and former CIA agents, who not only try to fool our enemies, they try to fool us regularly. And the media is complicit with this. And if the front cover of the New York Post from a few days ago, spies who lie, and they've got photos of the 51 and their names, the intelligence experts who falsely discredited Hunter Biden's laptop and still won't say they're sorry.
Well, finally now we have details about what's going on. It was reported by Hunter Biden himself not long after the election in 2020 that he was under tax investigation. We have a situation now where a U.S. attorney in Delaware has been presenting evidence to a grand jury that perhaps Hunter Biden is guilty of tax crimes. It looks like in all of his gains from his being the son of a vice president, a president, and of course all before that a U.S. senator, all the business deals he did, he sometimes neglected to report his income. In fact, he's already paid a whole bunch of back taxes. Apparently, they're focusing in particular on payments from, does anybody remember this name? Burisma.
Ukraine.
The Ukrainian gas company, right. Apparently, some money flowed to a company called Rosemont Seneca Bohai LLC before going on to Hunter Biden. Between 2014 and 2019, Hunter Biden held a Burisma board seat for which he was paid around $50,000 a month. What's interesting in this is that the U.S. attorney who's conducting this investigation was a Trump appointee. And when Merrick Garland took over as the U.S. attorney general, when Biden became president, he did not replace this man. He's letting him continue this investigation and other investigations, but it includes the investigation into Hunter Biden. Now, the Washington Post weighed in with a long story this week saying that they have taken a close look at the multi-million dollar deals that Hunter Biden made with some Chinese energy company. And remember, someone else involved in this story is Joe Biden's brother. Remember that?
Yeah, Jim. I think James Biden is his name.
I think it's James Biden, right.
And they
over the course of 14 months, the Chinese energy conglomerate and executives paid $4.8 million to entities controlled by Hunter Biden and his uncle. Now, they do say in this, there is no evidence that Joe Biden personally benefited from or knew details about these transactions. Okay. But it was
well, I think that's a lie. There was stuff, and there was a famous line in one of the emails that Hunter Biden exchanged saying, don't forget 10% for the big guy.
I know.
And that's that's code for Joe Biden. This is basic influence peddling. You know, right. If you give me the money, I'll get you a meeting. I'll get you a phone call. I'll get his blessing. I'll get somebody, you know, in the White House to grease whatever it is you want to do. That's the way the world works.
Right. So in short, what they're looking at with this grand jury investigation into Hunter Biden, like the way the Washington Post put it, trying to determine if he failed to account for income from China-related deals. But that's a soft way of putting it. Failed to account for income. The Wall Street Journal story, which I think is a little more impartial, says that what the prosecutors are doing now is they're trying to interview people to find out if Hunter Biden's drug and alcohol use and his spending habits and his state of mind could be a defense against a criminal tax case against him. That, and apparently he said this a few times, that he was so drugged out, he really didn't know what he was doing, and he made some bad decisions.
I don't know. He made a lot of money. he didn't have to do anything to make these deals because he was
But he forgot his taxes, John. You see, that's what happened.
Please. That's one of those all-purpose excuses, isn't it? They never work. Did anyone ever get out from under their tax bill by saying I was on too many drugs?
Yeah.
That's never happened. Nobody believes that. In fact, that's a sign that you're guilty and your lawyers are giving up. They've just thrown up the surrender flag. Because no judge is going to say, oh, yeah, I guess you were whacked out on meth, weren't you? Oh, wait, yeah, crack pipe, sure, yeah. The thing is, and you know who's been writing a lot of really good stuff on this is Miranda Devine for the New York Post.
Yeah, she has.
And
yeah.
She referenced that Washington Post story that you talked about. And she said, well, there's two things that story doesn't mention. That the Chinese energy company, it's called CEFC, is run by China. It's the pet project of President Xi Jinping.
Oh.
And they, what they want to do with that company is entrap developing countries with massive loans and overtake the United States as an economic power. In other words, you know, they do energy deals with poor countries, loan them a lot of money, and if you owe a lot of money to China, now China owes you. Owns you, rather, right?
Right.
You owe a lot of money, China owns you, and they have more influence now than the United States has. And she talks about money being directed into the account of a Biden family friend named Rob Walker, used to be in the Clinton administration, whose wife, Betsy, had been Jill Biden's assistant when Joe Biden was vice president, and just goes into all the detail about this incestuous relationship. All the people involved in these Hunter Biden deals all encircle Joe Biden, Joe Biden's brother, Joe Biden's wife. This is the family corruption machine, like the Clintons had a corruption machine.
They decided to use the family name to drain as much money around the world as they could.
Yeah.
Which, for him, the problem could only be if he didn't pay his taxes. It looks like they're looking into whether or not he kind of tried to launder the money by buying things like cars. Oh, by the way, it does mention in the Washington Post story that CEFC is a massive oil and gas company founded in 2002. It had financing from government development banks and ties to the Chinese Communist Party.
No, it's owned by the Chinese Communists.
It makes it just sound like there are ties.
No, yeah, right.
They call it ostensibly private.
There is no...
Experts on the Chinese economy say it's unlikely it's operating independently of the government.
There's no such thing as a private oil and gas energy company in China.
In China.
There's no such thing. That's like Russia, same thing. That's how these governments make billions and billions of dollars to pay for all their... for their military, for example. So no, it's not independent. What China likes is a capitalist style economy, as long as they own all the companies and they get all the profits.
All right, when we come back, it's time to say hi to the Moistline people.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken show rolls on. John Cobalt and Ken Champotes, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, well, coming up in not even 15 minutes from now, we will throw some hacks into the dumpster. It's a story we spent some time on this week that is such an outrage. It was an easy and immediate vote for the John and Ken Dumpster Committee to vote these four into the
four
city council members are going in the dumpster, and it's not LA City Council. So you'll find out what this is about in case you missed the story earlier this week, coming up after the news at 5:30. Let me just ask you a name, Michael Isikoff.
Michael Isikoff was most famous. He had the goods on the Monica Lewinsky story for Newsweek. Almost 25 years ago, and Newsweek sat on his story and Drudge broke it.
Michael Isikoff and Andrew Romano, and we'll probably get to this Monday, have just done a long, long, long interview story with Gascon. Controversial LADA Gascon vows 100% fight against recall. I haven't had a chance to read it all, but I have a feeling it's a knob slobberer.
Yeah, that's what journalists do.
One of the questions was, you talk about restorative justice. Can you explain what that means, restorative justice?
Is that what they're asking him?
Well, it was one of the questions I found.
Oh, for God's sakes. Restorative justice is nonsense. God almighty.
We'll probably get to that story next week.
The only thing good about this era and involving all these issues we were always talking about is they got their way. They had their tryout. They failed badly. This'll put all these crazy people back in their box for a good long time.
All right, let's see what we get for the Moist Line people with round one. You have a couple of options to leave a message now. You can use the iHeartRadio app, the TalkBack. It's the microphone you use. Or you can call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Yo, you two, listen. I'm high. But let me tell you this. Joe Biden, he's an old dude. I want John Corbell to be the president. With a vice president, I think I like Rick.
Vladimir Putin will not win this war in Ukraine because Putin is a fool. He has ego the size of this Russian country. He will not win in Ukraine.
Hey, John, you won't be able to handle it. You would be totally out of control. You could never survive a nuclear blast.
This is just another example of Hollywood and the decay of good and decency. All these elites running around thinking they're better than everybody else. If you and I punched Chris Rock, we'd be in jail.
I listen to KFI on like the best headphones that I can find, and Biden's whispering.
It hurts my ears.
Why are you on President Joe Biden? Don't you know he has a mind like a steel trap?
Every man knows what happened to Will Smith. Is he was laughing and he then saw Jaden's face change and he had to make a grand gesture to get out of the deepest doghouse he was going to be in. And that's it.
Hey, great radio, guys. It's not every day you can hear some stupid dog getting washed down the river.
What I don't understand, why they didn't have two guys at one end and two guys at the other end in front of the dog. Is it rocket science?
I just want to let you know that I work as a pest control technician in the city of Los Angeles. I've worked in a lot of those public housing situations that you guys were just talking about, and I can tell you right now, they do nothing but drugs and alcohol in those places. The people are all strung out, and then they get bed bugs, and the taxpayers have to pay for it.
If Jada Pinkett had gone up on stage and slapped Chris Rock, would they have made such a big deal out of it this much time after the event? Come on. Oh, wow, I just did a Biden.
John, welcome to the Prepper Club, bud. Sounds like you have a solid plan for surviving the nuclear attack. I don't mean to scare you, but now you just have to figure out how to survive the next 10 years, knowing that millions of people have died, society has collapsed, and we're heading towards a nuclear winter.
Do you think that Google employee's comment about the heated bidets being taken away being their number two issue, do you think that was a bathroom joke, number two?
Would y'all please quit picking on poor old Deborah Mark and her avocados and, you know, just try it. You might like it. You never know.
Will Smith is my hero. He got caught on international television with a full body laugh at a joke at his wife's expense. She shot him the look of death, and he found a way to be able to go home with her that night.
You know, I for one am proud of Will Smith for defending his wife the way that he did. It's about time that a man stood up in this society that we live in and told the world enough is enough, okay?
I knew some people
the
felt
joke
like this.
Stop here. Find another way to be funny.
John, you got your bunker and all your provisions for you and the family, but what are you going to do about all the animals you have and the lizard? Are you building an ark? Are you supplying them with what they need?
The president is right. We do not believe in taking foreign leaders, dictators out of power. So, Noriega? Oops. Saddam Hussein? Oh, that was an accident. We're such hypocrites. So full of
the only people who wear masks are the ones who are, oh, they're going to save the world. I'm worried about your health. I'm trying to save the planet. How come there are masks everywhere in the street, in gutters and trees and bushes. All these ninnies are polluting it like nothing we've ever seen before. But hey, plastic bags from the grocery store, those are the real enemies, right?
Here's something to think about. If they can't stop drinking, putting a needle in their arm, that means they don't care about their own life. So why the hell should we care about them?
Wasn't the sidewalk supposed to be for the people with disabilities? We need our rights too.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
By the way, what are you doing with the, you're bringing the cat and the dog into your nuclear fallout room?
Yeah, but they got to
come. Lizards too?
They got to come right away. Well, if it depends how much time we have. You know, if we got 30 minutes, we might be able to pull that off.
Right.
If we got a 10-minute warning, then the lizards will last anyway.
All right, well, there you go. Round one of the moist line. We'll have more of these people just near the end of the show. When we come back.
Birds are probably too much trouble.
It's time to throw. Oh, yeah, birds. You don't want them flying around while you're hiding in your
There's plenty
basement.
More birds.
Hacking a dumpster next.
Oh, we've gone through a lot of birds.
You're going to be in your bunker and you're going to hear them squawking, help me, help me. And you're not going to open the door?
The birds?
No, you. You're going to hear the birds squawking. Aren't you going to feel terrible?
No, not if the bomb's already gone off. No. That's just the way it goes. There's going to be a lot of birds that get incinerated if that missile hits.
It's time for John and Ken to throw a hack in a dumpster.
John and Ken Show, John Sobel and Ken Champeau, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Well, we got a lot to throw into the dumpster, so we have to move along. But we are throwing in four city council members from Culver City. Earlier this week, we did the story. We talked to the former mayor of Culver City about it. They actually put out a press release. It's hard to believe, but here's the headline. Culver City Council authorizes a temporary sidewalk widening on the north side of Washington Boulevard under the 405 freeway to increase pedestrian access. And now here's the part you need to know. They're doing that because the homeless took over the sidewalk.
And they're
calling it a bulb out.
I don't know what that is. Are people just going to be walking in the street?
Yes, they're taking over 15 parking spaces, which were right there off the sidewalk. And they're going to make that into a pedestrian lane to walk around the encampment, encampment.
So they're not really widening the sidewalk because that would be permanent. They're just allowing people to walk in the street, and they're putting up a guardrail so you don't
get
flagged.
That's why they call it a temporary sidewalk widening.
Yeah. Basically, you're walking in the parking lane.
What they've done is they have given up. They conceded to the vagrants. The sidewalk is theirs. Apparently, they got threatened by an ADA lawsuit because it's tough for people with wheelchairs to make it through the encampment. So they're going to give them the street.
No, the solution was you remove the homeless from the public sidewalk. That's what I said before. That's where we start our discussion. The public owns the sidewalk, not the crack-smoking vagrants. The people in wheelchairs, they have the sidewalk first. The crack-smoking vagrants have to go elsewhere, not in a public space. And you know, everybody in Culver City, all these council people ought to get recalled now. This is Culver City's turn.
We got audio of two of them on the topic to play, then we'll throw them in. We'll start with City Councilwoman Yasmin-Imani McMorrin. Here we go.
These are our neighbors. They are part of our community, and they have needs as well. When we do sweeps or when there's cleanup or whatever, folks leave and then they come back. So the cost of enforcement, I don't know if we have an estimation of what that might be, but I would say over time, that amount would likely be very high.
Yasmin-Imani-McMorrin.
Next up is the mayor.
Daniel Lee.
Then almost no one on the street would accept housing. There are reasons that people do not want it. And shelter is not housing. I'll probably say that every time we have the discussion. They're very
nobody cares. They don't get to stand on the sidewalk.
Trauma,
you're sexual
cranians. Assault,
pick
or physical
up
assault.
Out.
Want to return
these
to
these are
shelter.
Discredited ideas.
And
out.
There are reasons that I don't.
History. See you later.
There's a guy that does not like shelters, right? That's not housing.
Good. They don't set up the shelters. You get them on the sidewalk.
I know we're dealing with here.
Sidewalk walks to the taxpayers, Mayor. Mayor moron.
Apparently the other two that made this happen are Alex Fish. Let's get the mob in here just to throw him
get,
in.
Get Fish. Do a fish dump here.
Fish dump.
Pick him up. Throw him in. Boom. Good. That's three. One more.
One more. And we were told by the former mayor of Culver City that he was kind of on the fence, but the vote was 4-1.
Yeah, well, he fell off
and
on the wrong
side. And this is Goran Eriksson.
All right. Is he in? There, oh, wow. It worked fast.
Oh, they took him as
Erickson's
I was speaking.
Already in there.
I didn't even introduce him.
Alex Fish, Daniel Lee, Goran Eriksson, and Yasmani McMorrin.
Yeah, the only one that voted against it was a man by the name of Albert Vera, the vice mayor. We don't know much about him, but at least he had the common sense to vote this down because it's hard to believe that they're going to spend. Do you remember what the price tag was? Was it $200,000?
Well, it was printed as $100,000, but the former mayor said it was $200,000.
Yeah, he said it ballooned since the first estimate.
And you have that prattling fool, Yasmin Amani McMorrin, saying, oh, but the costs of enforcing the clearance are so much.
Because he says they just come right back.
That's a total lie. Because they cleared out the encampment on San Vicente Boulevard in Brentwood, and nobody's come back. And it's not costing anything. It's just everybody got the message, you can't camp there anymore. And if one straggles in, somebody calls the police come and say, got to get moving. You just take care of it right away. As soon as you get one, it's like, gone. That doesn't cost any money because the cops are already on duty. That's part of their job. It's like they get called to a jewelry store break-in. They get called for a homeless guy on the sidewalk. We know what to do.
Here's a couple of phone numbers in the press release. For more information about the project, contact Mr. Yanni Dimitri, the public works director. He's at 310-253-5630. And then they have the Culver City homeless info line. 310-253-6767. So I believe public comment could also be left there on this abomination.
Well, Alex Fish
conceding an entire huge sidewalk area to vagrants and making people walk in the street.
And the thing is, Culver City was wildly successful because every time a homeless person plopped down with their drugs in their tent, Culver City had somebody come up and say, would you like some help? Do you want to go to some treatment? You're going to have to move on. And people did, because they wanted to be left alone. And Culver City did a great job. And now these clowns got into power. And they're building a bulb out, some kind of path, a path on the street for citizens and disabled people to take. Because the vagrants get priority. The vagrants with their heroin needles and their crack pipes and their meth pipes, they get priority over some taxpayer in a wheelchair.
Capitulation. All right.
Unbelievable.
We will finish.
Recall.
If there is a recall, it starts. We'll help. We'll be back with the Moist Line next.
John and Ken Show, KFI. More of the John and Ken Show. John Cobell, Ken Shampoo, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
The listener says that Will Smith resigning from the Academy doesn't mean he can't still win Oscars and make movies. He just can't be a voter.
Oh, big deal then.
Because that's what they do. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences members vote.
So you can still get an Academy Award even if you're not a member of the Academy.
Yeah.
All right, then that's a big who cares.
Yeah. Well, he just can't vote for other nominees and winners.
I guess he's not going to get the screeners anymore.
Yes, that would be a...
That would be the punishment.
Much, much deprived of him. If you're just tuning in, we just threw in four members of the Culver City Council into the dumpster. They deserve it because instead of cleaning up the homeless problem on a sidewalk under the 405 freeway, they've decided to force the people into the street. That's right. They're building a bulb out, which is a pedestrian pathway, by taking away parking, 15 parking spaces, to allow people to walk around the encampment.
This is on Washington Boulevard, and you people in Culver City should revolt over this.
And we will join you if you do.
That's right, because apparently the homeless have first rights to a public sidewalk. Nobody else in town, none of the taxpayers, and certainly not the disabled.
All right, well, let's prepare to go away. But before we do, here comes Moistline Round 2. You can, of course, use the iHeartRadio app, the little microphone there. It's a talkback option to leave a message. Or you leave one in the voicemail, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Culver City's going to put up homeless people right next to Tito's Tacos? Get off the meth.
If Eric Garcetti's dad was just a dunce, what does that make Eric Garcetti's voters?
Come on, John. You know reparations are the only way to stop systemic racism. Just last Sunday, I saw a crowd of mostly rich white people cheering after some big dude walked up and punched a black guy.
I am so disgusted and so angry already at these places who have gone cashless. What I do is I call ahead of time to a restaurant to see if they take cash. A lot of them are not doing it. Then they'll lose my business. Very simple. This is just bullshit.
So let's make sure the pigs have lots of room before we turn them into bacon, and the homeless make sure they have room in the street and on the sidewalk. How backwards has California become?
Can't you see? They want you to feel the pain of the homeless, and they want you to realize that Ronald Reagan, our beloved president, he's responsible for all these crazy people on the street.
So this deal in Culver City with the three jokers that need to be recalled, if Caltrans is doing it, I'd like to know where the money's coming from. Is the money coming from the gas tax?
Unless I'm mistaken, the ADA lawsuit is to also clear the sidewalk. So even if they put up a barrier between the street and the sidewalk, the homeless should still not be allowed to have tents there blocking the sidewalks.
Let's send a bunch of T-shirts or shirts down saying vote for Trump in 2024 and let them know they get in the country free if they wear that shirt. I bet the Democrats shut the border then.
Gas is $4 a gallon in Tijuana. Adios, California.
Hey, Newsom, keep the word taxes out of your f***ing mouth. Serious question, why isn't California the best-run state on the planet? We have every form of tax revenue imaginable. We have every form of industry imaginable. We're a leader in some key sectors. The long-established ruling party has virtually zero opposition blocking their efforts. We're the fifth-largest economy on the planet. Give it a think.
Let's start a poll. On what date does Garcetti withdraw his name because he wants to spend more time with his family?
Love how John continually degrades the banana scanners, but admits he has yet to be able to navigate even one self-checkout transaction without problems. Seriously?
Like
you don't even
them.
Get me started about the bunker.
Stop picking on poor Will Smith. After all, he cried. He said he was sorry. And besides, like he said, I'm a vessel of love. I protect my family. After all, he's the best actor of the year.
I live in Apple Valley. I'm not a lizard.
Oh my gosh, I have not seen the photo of Newsom, but with all the hot Zelensky photos of him in a t-shirt, I guess everybody's trying to jump on the bandwagon. He's no Zelensky.
People definitely get paid to take care of foster kids. It's like $1,000 or $1,500 or something like that a month, but it's per child.
Wow, the United States is actually going to grant amnesty to white privileged Ukrainians? What are the wokes going to do now?
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up.
A good
goodbye.
Yeah, the woke people are going to try to block the Ukrainians.
I'm from Apple Valley. I'm not a lizard. As John said the other day, all the sun out there, some of the people look like
burnt-out lizards. Some of the people have the lizard look. That's just the way it,
So another one of your terrible generalizations.
Well,
poor people of Apple Valley.
I didn't say not all of them, but the ones who are out in the sun too long.
All right.
That's what happens. That's why you stay out of the sun. You don't want lizard skin.
You'll wrinkle.
Yeah. We got Conway here.
Hey now. Hey, look, I never come in and say we got a great show, right? I've never said that.
No, you don't.
Really? I think this is a great show.
You think so?
Yeah. We got Corbin Carson talking about gambling and sports. There might be some athletes involved. Kind of big story.
Keep trying. Yeah.
And then Steve Gregory is coming on. We'll talk about his Saturday show. Alex Michelson, your buddy, is coming on with us. And then we have the chief development officer for the Rose Bowl Legacy Foundation. And breaking news, Sarah Palin is making a comeback. She's running for Congress in Alaska.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. You did break that news. I hadn't heard that.
That's breaking news.
All right.
And then Will Smith has resigned from show business.
No.
Well, kind of. I mean, you know, when you resign from the Academy, it's your first step to, you know, staying at home. Right?
You imagine what it's like in that house this week?
Oh, man.
Wow.
That's rough. That is rough. Hey, and by the way, I know Ken and I share a love for the Los Angeles Rams. A lot of big trades, and it looks like a repeat Super Bowl, Bob.
Well, Bobby Wagner's a big signing.
Huge.
Yeah, I mean, Bobby Wagner can do a lot for the defense there since Von Miller.
How does anybody not grab him? How does he find his way to the Rams? And how do they have $50 million with their, you know, with the ceiling and in their salary? How do they have $50 million to pay this guy?
You know, they lost some players, so including Von Miller. So
yeah,
And I think what Wagner's thinking is I can win a ring because the team is good to go. It's still a good defense.
Yeah, and professional athletes, their one thing that they all want to do is win the last game of the season. Like Reggie Miller had never won a championship, and I think that still irritates him. Even though he's a great guy, great basketball player, great community guy, I think he still bothers him. He doesn't have a ring.
Yeah. Well, Charles Barkley, too.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Barkley. Yeah. Ding dong. Yeah. Magic Johnson.
I got a ding dong. Magic Johnson.
Johnson has several rings.
He's got a few.
I was a little buzzed in the 80s.
Yeah, you were out of it.
You didn't see any of them.
I didn't see any of them.
Have you watched that HBO series?
No,
incredible.
I'm boycotting it.
It is incredible. Even though, do you think it's real, Eric? A lot of that.
I've read the book. It's pretty true to the book.
Really?
Yeah, but is the book true? I mean, Jerry West is a fool in this.
Okay, the Jerry West stuff is a little bit over-dramatized, but okay. Everything else is pretty true to the book. I've actually interviewed the author of the book on my podcast.
Wow. Every time I turn it on, I can't stop watching it, but I never get through a whole episode, but then I forget about the next one, and I catch half of it.
I'm boycotting it because Magic Johnson is not approving of it, and I don't want to watch it if he doesn't approve
it. Oh, is that right? Yeah. He's not.
He doesn't like what's going on.
I don't blame him.
All right. All right, ding dong.
Yeah, ding dong. And
nobody
then we'll
the
see you Monday, right, guys? You got off. I got to work here for 4 hours while you guys drink and party.
Mark Ronner is the news.
Time will come at 10 o'clock.
KFI, KOSD, HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Ow.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.